This is Al Simpson. When Bill Clinton recklessly called for sending American troops into Yugoslavia, he showed us why foreign policy must never be left to amateurs and guys who never served in the military. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Slick Willie really showed his naive and inept colors in foreign policy when he called on the U.S. to march right into the middle of the Yugoslavian Civil War. This greenhorn has the luxury to say, do something, without saying exactly what. He can't grasp that this situation looks a lot like Vietnam and Lebanon, not like Kuwait. Unlike you and Slick, George Bush knows that holding a finger up there to the political winds when it comes to waging war is unthinkable. Clinton's sudden enthusiasm to throw our troops into this dark civil war is more cynical than Dukakis's riding that tank. Old Bill ought to spend more time thinking how real GIs feel. He never knew. But Ted, when voters pull that voting lever, they'll make certain that Clinton's ignorance will never be tested out on live American men and women.
Al, you've got it backwards again. Governor Clinton said the right thing at the right time this summer on the tragic conflict in Yugoslavia and the alarming reports about ethnic cleansing and Serbian concentration camps. Marlon Fitzwater, the White House press secretary, put his foot in his mouth. He criticized Governor Clinton for suggesting that military force might be necessary to end the crisis. As it turned out, the Bush administration's position was the same as Governor Clinton's. So Fitzwater quickly ate his intemperate words, Al. So should you. For all the Bush administration's vaunted rhetoric about a new world order, they flunked the first major test that came along. They misjudged Serbia from the beginning. They did nothing for a year. Pent-up ethnic rivalries unleashed by the end of the Cold War finally exploded into brutal civil war. Not exactly foreign policy leadership, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on refugees from Haiti. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.